The soccer game, they call it football, between Greece and Germany in Poland yesterday was always about more than just sport. Of course, there's friction between these two countries because of that Eurozone crisis, and both sides said they'd try to set aside politics for the day just to enjoy the entertainment. Now, of course, as has been widely reported, Germany won the game, the head to the semifinals of the European Championship, and Piers Philip Reeves was there, and he sends us this account of an unusual day.
For once, Greeks are dancing in the streets. They gather before the big game in the middle of Gdansk, defiantly parading the blue and white Greek colours on their faces, on the huge flags they're wearing, like capes. Germans are here too, in force. The pubs and beer halls are packed. Accountant George Kakoulidis has come from Greece with some old school friends just to see the game. He believes beating Germany would give his shattered country a much-needed boost.
I would like to win the Greek national team for one reason, just one reason. Everybody in Greece will be very proud, will be very more productive.
They are much, much stronger than us, but we can do it.
George Stoupas says he and his fellow Greeks are looking forward to a glimpse of Germany's leader, who Greeks generally blame for much of their economic misery.
Angela Merkel tonight will be here. They will take a message. Never die. Greece, never die.
I can assure you it matters a lot of more to the Germans to win. It's mandatory to win today.
Mandatory to win?
Of course.
Germany fan Martin Kapolchuk says the Germans have a joke. They say Germany's provided Greece with so much bailout money, the Greeks should have a German logo on their soccer shirts.
As we are the proudly sponsors of Greece, I think we will win the game because we have the money.
And we're going to hope we can put the politics aside for 90 minutes and concentrate on the football. We've got this powerful...
Kickoff approaches. Angela Merkel is caught on camera and appears on the stadium's giant screens. Greek fans boo. But Greek dreams of giving a symbolic bloody nose to Mrs. Merkel don't last long.
Chests it down well, stepping away from the defender, shoots! What a goal! Philipp Lahm!
In the end, the Greeks are soundly beaten, 4-2. Back in the centre of Gdansk, beers are flowing swiftly again as the Germans celebrate. Greek fan Elizabeth Safaridis admits her side was outclassed.
Germany maybe was better. I thought that Greece would win. Germany maybe was better.
Safaridis is with her brother, Karis. I ask him if this defeat is harder to take for Greeks because it's Germany.
What can I say? I don't think politics and sports should be in the same discussions.
But they are. I mean...
I can say it. I don't like Merkel, Angela Merkel.
The crowd booed her.
We don't like her. She's not human.
Did you boo her too?
Yeah. When you see her on TV, on the big screen, you have to boo her.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Gdansk.